Hey there everyone, Barb Ling here, and today it is time to talk about how often to send emails. Now, there's a lot of different schools of thought on this. Some people will say only send once a day. Some people will say only send once a week. Some people will say ask permission before sending emails, etc., etc. And I am the first one to admit I am really rather, I do things a lot differently than this because I figure my email marketing is part of my business. And so while it is also a privilege for me to have people on my email list, it's also a privilege for those people themselves to be on my list and to learn from me. So with that being said, let me touch a bit about on what traditional thoughts are regarding how often to send emails. The thing is that a lot of people believe you need to have a careful balance when it comes to the email marketing, because you want to send great emails and you want to make money from emails, but ideally you don't want people to unsubscribe from your emails. And I mean, you've experienced it, right? You've been on a person's email list, a marketer's email list. Hang on for a second, bird. Ow. And then they continuously send like 10, 20, 30, whatever, how many emails, and you say, oh my gosh, no. So ideally, you don't want to offend the members on your email list, but at the same time, you also remember it is a privilege for them to be on your list, so do as you see fit. Keep in mind, you're not going to be able to make everybody happy, and, you know, that is okay. So think about what is your goals for your email list. People have joined your list, why? Because of the funnel that you put up, because of the products that you've made. And a lot of times they're really excited just to see what the marketer has to say and what it is that they want to learn from. But then something else happens. You sign up for the list, but you don't get any emails. Why is that? Well, because a lot of times marketers, maybe folks like you and I and such, might be scared to send email to their list because, oh my gosh, what if somebody unsubscribes? My reaction to that, if somebody unsubscribes, it's their loss. But again, I am somewhat the unique case in this. And if people join your list and they want to get information from you, but you don't send any emails, you know that you're losing a prime opportunity, not just to build your network, not just to build your tribe, but to make money as well. So you need to find that happy middle. What makes you happy? What makes your subscribers happy? And that's basically just going to come down to personal preference. Remember, this is your business. This is how you make money. You do your email marketing the way that works best for you. Consider it as kind of like a give and take. Every now and then you can send out pure value-based content. Every now and then you could just send out pure marketing-based content, or every now and then you could simply just send out content that has everything. I'll be the first to admit, I hardly ever send out just value-based content. I've trained folks that are on my list that, yeah, it's my business, and I will share value content, but there will also be links for additional information for people to buy things. Because remember, your audience probably does want to buy. They have a need to learn, and they want to buy from somebody that they know, they like, and they trust. So again, no hard and fast rules. Do what works best for you. One thing you can do is basically study your audience, poll your audience, survey your audience. Now, when you do this, I have a suggestion. Sure, you can create a survey like at SurveyMonkey and stuff like that, and that's fine. But you can also send email to your list saying, hit respond and let me know what it is you'd like to learn. Because when you do that, people are going to ideally hit respond, and then your mailing provider is going to see, wow, there's communication, there's interaction, and that will help your emails get into your inbox a whole lot easier. And that reminds me also another thing. Speaking about inboxes, and I'm going to talk about this much later in a different lesson, always make sure you educate your audience on how to whitelist their emails, meaning that a lot of times emails will go to spam even if the user doesn't want them to go to spam, so they need to learn how to whitelist. But back to what we were saying and such, how often do you email your audience? Once a day? A couple of times a day? Once every week? Not once every week. If people don't hear from you, they tend to forget you. about you. And you just basically don't want that. So the thing you need to do is consider a schedule that works for you. Now, for me particularly, I have a schedule in which every morning around 6 o'clock, I will send to my email list, Barb Ling's Daily Morning Perkup. I've branded myself with coffee, in case you haven't noticed. And so every morning I will send basically the state of the internet as far as marketing goes, what's going on, what products have been released, what's going to close this evening, and so. And that goes on for every morning, you know, 5:30, I write it fresh, I get up probably around 3 o'clock or so, write the email, queue it up for 5:30, send it out, life is good. I'll also then do specific broadcasts as well for products that go live, products that are going to close, last chance offers. The thing you want to do, stick to a consistent schedule, and that will help your audience learn, okay, this is when I can expect emails from this particular marketer who I love hearing from. And regarding other content, think relationship, okay? Not just simply, well, I'm XYZ and buy my products. No. Make yourself human. Share the human interest aspects of you. For example, in my newsletters, I will often talk about my lack of optimalness. I am handicapable. I carry more hardware in my ankle than Home Depot. I have more bad days than good days, and I will share that. I'll also talk about my kids. Some are in college. Some are going to be going to early college. Some are selling on eBay. I'll talk about my husband. I'll mention our Costco dates, our Chinese buffet dates, and so. I'll talk about the mooses. I'll talk about the Beak of Doom. That's the Beak of Doom. He shows up a lot in my videos, etc. And that really helps build the relationship. And while you're doing that, or actually after you've done that, and people get to know you, you can then send that email that says, hey, what is it you'd like to learn? I'd love to help. Let me know. Because remember, you don't want to come across as just that person sitting in front of a computer, sending out emails and all of that. You want to be somebody that your network knows, likes, trusts, wants to hear from, and also wants to buy from. So people look forward to opening your email. So now, how do you write marketing emails? Well, that's a darn good question. Whenever you promote a product, often the product creator is going to provide you with swipes or email templates that you can copy and paste and send out. I highly recommend that you don't send them out as is, unless they're really, really, really well written. Like Amanda Craven's emails, oh my gosh, she's magnificent. Beyond mortal sanity and such. So you will take the email template and imbue it with your own personality. Another way that you can create marketing emails, visit the product sales page in question, take down all of the bullet points, and bring that to your emails. That also helps very, very well too. So what else do we want to say? With your marketing emails, you need to basically be comfortable with what it is you have to sell, what it is you want to share, because it really is possible to create a relationship that's balanced. Content for your reader, marketing info for your reader, and then those emails are written in such a way that people can decide if they want to buy or not. Remember, you need to find a happy, happy balance, okay? In closing, do not listen to what other people say as far as how you should email market. I don't. And I've been doing my email marketing now for 5 years, my very, very bizarre way, and it's working great. Do what works for you. Find what works for you. Craft what works for you, and then make it happen. Remember, with email marketing, being on a list, it's a two-way street. You are very blessed to have subscribers, and you know something? They're very blessed to have you. So this is Barb Ling signing up on how to write emails and such, and we'll catch you at the next time. Take care.